My name is Ben Reville, and this is my podcast about hunting. Hunting is a large debate in the world today. Many people believe that it is wrong, but others like myself believe that hunting is completely fine. It's just fine to kill animals as long as you're not completely destroying their population. And it's also okay as long as you're doing it for food and not for any other reason. Lots of people feel that hunting is wrong and that it should be banned. Here's why. The first reason is that animals have feelings, just like humans do. They can feel the pain of being killed, and their family can feel the pain of another member being killed. This tears families apart. Another reason is that an animal rarely dies directly after it's shot. They commonly will run off to try and flee from the danger, but will die on the way there. Also, hunters say that killing the animals balances the population. But this isn't true at all. All the killing can do is diminish the population. One more reason is that hunting is wrong because lots of accidents are possible. This can include animals attacking the person and killing them, or this could be an extra path of the bullet continuing and hitting a person or another animal that wasn't intended to be killed. Many people believe that it is wrong because you are going out and killing animals. Another problem is that many people use dogs to hunt. This is when you use multiple dogs to find a scent of an animal and kill it. But what people don't realize is that these dogs are not loved. They are most commonly kept in kennels in the bed of a truck for 3-hour drives. Hunters have a choice. With all the delicious pastas, fruits, vegetables, and grains that are cheaply available anywhere, there is no reason to go kill animals so that they can survive. Nature takes care of its own. The delicate balance of ecosystems ensures their survival. If they are left unaltered, natural predators help maintain this balance by killing only the sickest and weakest individuals. Hunters, however, kill any animal whose head they would like to hang over the fireplace, including large, healthy animals who are needed to keep the population strong. Elephant poaching is believed to have increased the number of tuskless elephants in Africa and in Canada. Hunting has caused bighorn sheep's horn size to fall by 25% in the last 40 years. Not only do we have to worry about animals in America being killed, but we also have to worry about it all across the world. Africa is where it's believed to be the worst. Trophy hunters kill roughly 105,000 African animals per year, including 600 elephants and 800 leopards. Hunters say there's nothing wrong with a well-managed trophy hunt. Hunters pay large fees, which often go toward conservation efforts or the local community. But critics say that trophy hunting is disgusting, especially when the animals being killed are endangered. Go hunt some deer if you want to require the thrill of shooting an animal. What do you think? One time that I was hunting, I was with my dad at a very young age. We were in the stand for about 30 minutes, and then a deer walked out. My dad got ready and shot the deer. It ran towards the water. When we got up, we went to look for it. We found blood, but we didn't find the deer. So we came to the conclusion that we had wounded the deer, which means that it's still walking around, but injured. Now you might be wondering why animal hunting should be allowed. It should be allowed because the human body needs protein to survive, and you can't get all the protein that your body needs off of beans. You need meat, and how is meat gotten? From animals. Even if the farmed meat that you get has been forced with animals eating grass the whole time in their life, and being slaughtered and filled with tons of other chemicals. Hunting also boosts our economy. Hunting provides funding for conservation and wildlife management, and also promotes a healthier lifestyle. Hunting gives us time to relax and take in the sights and the sounds of nature. It can also let us see the cycle of life and how other animals act in nature. Hunting is completely natural. For other species of animal, they have to hunt, prey, and kill it so that they can eat food. And why is there a problem with us doing it if they do it? Hunting is a part of our rich heritage. We are all descendants of hunters. The rich and buried hunting heritage of Nebraska dates back to the old stories and diaries of grandfathers, settlers, frontiersmen, mountain men, and early explorers. It goes further back to the Native American tribes, such as the Omaha, Lakota, and Pawnee, who followed the bison as the seasons turned. It goes even further back into prehistoric people who, according to archaeological evidence, were the first hunters in Nebraska who killed big game animals for food well over 10,000 years ago. A couple of years ago, me and multiple other people decided to join a farm to hunt at. The farmer had called us in to kill some of the deer that were on his property. This was because all of the deer were eating his crops, and he wasn't getting as much money as he deserved. And when he tried to put up fences to get the deer off of the farm, they would just jump it and continue to eat all of his crops. Conclusion: the debate about hunting will always continue for a long time. Obviously, there will always be hunters who hunt for the wrong reasons, but I still believe that hunting animals is a good thing. As long as hunters continue to be ethical in their decisions of killing the animals, I believe that hunting is a good thing. Hunting will always be an important part of our society. People will always agree or disagree with hunting. I feel that we have the right laws in place to keep hunting as a valuable source of food, as well as a positive part of the world. For all the negative reasons to disagree with hunting, there are far more positive reasons for hunting animals than to continue.